This is CliffCentral.com.
There's something about hearing that type of music. It's the bells, it's the, I don't know what it is. Nathan Rowe's joining us this morning. Hi, Nathan Rowe.
Good morning, Sia. How are you?
Good, how are you?
I am merry.
Oh,
very merry.
Did you see it, Leah? Did you see what he... Merry, never mind. Okay.
Not like Mother Mary. I'm not pregnant. I'm not a pregnant virgin.
Mother Mary wasn't pregnant all the time. Although I suppose she would have been pregnant round about now.
But it was her main role. I mean, like her big role.
Yeah, that's
true.
That's
like saying Charlize wasn't monster all the time, but it was kind of the thing that made her.
That defined her.
Yeah. Welcome to 2018, where Charlize Theron is compared to Mother Mary. Thank you. Now my circle of life is complete. This is the second hour of the Gary Cliff Show. Good morning. I was actually trying to say there's something about hearing those, the bells. That,
the Christmassy stuff? Do you love it?
I'm a cornball when it comes to these. I'm an absolute sucker when it comes to the
music. You're young yet. You haven't become old and cynical.
Oh. Man.
I like his youth.
Thank you.
On regards to the, he's got the aircon turned up to -6, so it actually feels like Norway. He's dreaming of a white Christmas.
I got the hint, Nathan. Thanks.
So he got Leanne and myself in to try to get it even whiter.
Yes. Very airy and I love it here.
Yeah.
Do you get into Christmas, Nathan?
Do I get into it?
Yes.
Sometimes. I have a little suit.
Oh, do you?
Like a Santa suit?
Like a little elf suit, more than that. Yeah. I'm a big fan of Elf, the movie. Have you seen Elf?
With Will Ferrell.
Yes.
Or Ferrell.
Hi, I'm Buddy the Elf. What's your favorite color? You know, just happy lines like that. They make you happy.
Yes.
I never really got into it much.
Oh, okay. You should watch it if you're into Christmas.
Well,
it's basically Christmas in a movie.
It's kind of a bucket list item of mine to have a white Christmas one day.
You mean like a white Christmas where
a snowy one.
Where you do what white people do.
I
think in this country we'll have to call it a snowy Christmas.
I was like, where's Nathan going with this? Either spend it in London or New York City. New York also for the showmanship of it all. You know, they have Christmas lights everywhere and they have this
people
Christmas...
People skating on the Rockefeller thing that costs about $40 to get on.
Oh, really?
Yeah, it's expensive.
You were in New York a few weeks ago.
I was, yeah. It wasn't snowing yet.
Yeah, when
it was falling.
When were you in?
I was there in October.
Oh, yeah.
Just before Halloween.
Yeah, so they hadn't even
completely got different holiday.
Thanksgiving, yes. So yeah, it's one of my bucket list items. I want to do that. I want to be able to wear a Christmas sweater properly.
Yes.
Because Christmas sweaters don't make sense in South Africa. It's too hot for that.
Mm.
Yeah. Neither do those crowns that come in a Christmas cracker. Have you noticed that?
Yeah, they make you...
Because you're sweating.
And then the colour runs.
And then the colour, you got a yellow stripe across your face.
Oh, I remember 2 years ago, my 100 and... He was 100 then, because he died at 102.
Holy mackerel.
Your old grandfather was sitting at just the right position. He happened to have an orange one that came out of his cracker. And he was wearing this orange cap. And the sun caught him just at the right angle from behind. And we called him Bumper for some reason. It's a long story, but anyway.
It's a 100-year-old name.
I looked up at one stage and I went, he's totally deaf, so it was fine. I said, oh, look, Bumper's on fire. And it really did look like he had this burning flame on his head.
This with the wind. On fire.
Yeah, with the wind blowing all the little wisps. Oh, man. But those hats are horrible. Everyone ends up sweating colour all over.
The only thing worse than the hats are the jokes that come in the crackers as well.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's never really been for me. I actually tried to research where the tradition of Christmas crackers comes from. And there's a big origin in the UK. And supposedly it's about getting as well the ugliest or the worst gifts stuffed in a cracker as possible. You know, I don't know, this family once stuffed Viagra for their grandfather. I'm like, no, that's not what I want for Christmas. It's just
that's
stupid.
So awkward.
Maybe that's exactly what he wanted for Christmas.
The grandfather's very grateful.
It's Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year, and you want to see the New Year in with a bang.
But also the toys get strewn across the room. You end up on your hands and knees trying to pick them up. Imagine Viagra got thrown onto the floor and the dog ate it or something.
Oh, no. Oh, no.
You know, they're those things to think about.
Okay, never,
safety first.
Never thought of it that way, but okay. Thank you, Leanne. Now I'll think about my dog on Viagra. Anyway, Nathan, do you and your family have any Christmas traditions?
Yes. Well, we always decorate the house from top to bottom with we make those paper chains.
Oh yes.
Out of crepe paper. Mm-hmm. Which is literally that. It's like crappy paper. You can't write in it. All you can do with it is make Christmas decorations. And yeah, so we decorate the house. And yeah, my mother always does like a big roast and stuff. Although my siblings are all overseas and things at the moment. So it's just going to be my mom and my aunt and myself. So we're probably just going to have a quarter there.
See, but now I actually admire that, because one of the things we were talking about earlier is the fact that as we all grow older, we tend to lose the traditions we had as kids. Mm. And so you and your family are still sticking to things even when you're all older, and it's not necessarily about kids running around, but it's about making the most of the moment.
Yeah, because those are some of the best memories you have, you know. So, like, I think it's so important to carry them on, you know. Mm. I mean, I don't have kids, but my brother does. Yeah. And, like, they're seeing that tradition now. And it's so much fun watching, like, a kid experience what you experienced, and you kind of know exactly how it feels, you know. Like the sitting around the Christmas tree, and then the oldest person has to hand out Christmas presents. That's exciting. Yeah.
See, I also have very bizarre memories from this time of the year as well. Because, you know, my father being involved in the church, he and my mother would be away on Christmas, you know, being in sermons and visiting other people. And so it was often the kids on their own with, like, my grandfather. My grandfather was just minding his own business, trying to watch TV and some...
Ignore the children.
Some rerun of something on SABC 3. And the kids would be running around. And I vividly remember one Christmas year, I got so excited over my present, which was a Game Boy, that one of my sisters was annoyed by my happiness that she took my Game Boy and put it in the microwave.
Jeez. Oh my God, your brand new Game Boy.
The Grinch.
It's just like, wow. Shut up, you're too happy. Like in 4 seconds, it fizzled out and that is it.
Did she turn to you and say, bah humbug?
That'll ruin you for life.
Thanks. Explains a lot, doesn't it?
I mean, I used to eat my brother's Easter egg chocolates, and he's never forgotten that. I tell him Jesus told us we must share.
Here's another thing that's South African sensitive is Easter.
Because,
you know, we have like the whole white Christmas issue around Christmas. And then at Easter, we have the Easterbun.
Yes.
Easterbun.
Yeah. Which everyone's like, why is there a gay man bringing me chocolate eggs? It just makes no sense.
Yeah. I am not entrusting you with setting up any more Christmas traditions, Nathan Roy. I'm just putting it out there. Before we get into some news and recapping of the year, you've had quite a busy year, Nathan.
Yes, I have.
What have you been up to?
Sure, I've been doing a lot of the music thing. Obviously, this time of year is Christmas Carol time. So Swing City, the swing band that I play with, we do a lot of Christmas carols. Mm-hmm. So we did a really great one the other day with all the Afrikaans big names, which is quite exciting, you know, because they're like very...
It's a click.
It is a click, but not a mean click. It's not like Mean Girls. They just... I don't ever get to meet those people aside from when we do these things like collab Christmas carols.
Yeah.
And you get to meet them and they're all absolutely fantastic, you know. And so talented. Like there's a singer called Charlize Berg who's honestly one of the most mind-blowing singers I've heard in this country. It's crazy.
Oh, wow.
And yeah, man. And then I've been shooting TV shows in the townships in South Africa since August.
So you might not be able to tell us everything about that. What's it about? What's the...
Well, I mean, we're on season 4 now. So it's been on SABC 1. It's a show called Rena Race. They go into townships throughout South Africa and they renovate RDP homes. Yeah.
Oh, that's cool.
Yeah, it's very cool. And like, oh man, you must see how grateful these people are. That's like one of the most heartwarming things. It's like you can literally like slap a coat of paint on the wall, you know, and people start crying. And you're like, wow, these people are so grateful for anything. It's been an experience as well. Like, sure, having to use a long drop without a toilet seat is probably one of my greatest fears that I've had to face over the last 5 months. But yeah, I mean, it's been absolutely fantastic. Yeah, I just got back from Limpopo yesterday.
Yeah. And I guess it does, it's schmaltzy, but it's so true. I guess it also does allow you to become grateful for everything that you have in your life. It's one of those things.
Of course. Like, you've never, like, I mean, you know, guys always complain about having to put down the toilet seat or something like that if you live in a house with women. But like,
you're one of those things.
Yeah, you never think about the fact that, wow, what if we didn't have that at all?
Yeah.
And it was just, you know, covered in soil and all sorts of wonderful things.
Or like arguing about a paint color. In the meantime, some people don't even have painted walls.
Yeah. Yeah. So it really does. It makes you very aware of what you have. Mm. And the fact that you get grumpy at the end of the day and all you want to do is go home to your comforts, you know?
Yeah.
So it is it's a mind-blowing thing. I mean, South Africa for me has always been a little bit like Marion Hill on the way to Durban. You know, it's a two-lane highway, and on the left-hand lane, you have all your taxis driving 20 and stopping randomly. And then on the right lane, you've got your BMWs like flying down the road at 250 km an hour, you know. And so when you're in the township, you see like beauty, extreme beauty, but then you also see, you know, a child throwing a brick at a cow's head, or a mother like dragging her child like through the sand and like, you know, just beating them with some stick, and you're like, sure, there's so much going on here. We got one of the guys almost got held up in Eldorado Park the other day. But yeah, I mean, these are just like realities of where we are. And it's just, you kind of wonder, how do people live like this? Mm. You know, like in the burbs.
You see it for a short while, then you go home.
Yeah.
But these people they actually don't know anything different.
Sure. And in the burbs, they're like, you know, we're like, oh, that's, the crime is so bad. You know, in South Africa, the crime. And it is bad in the burbs. But you go there and, you know, we couldn't shoot in one location because someone had been shot in a car. You know, like, so you're like, wow, the crime is pretty bad here also, actually. Mm.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I don't know. It was a really, you know, huge eye-opener for me. Mm. Yeah, it's been really cool to learn, you know, and meet such beautiful people. Like, sure, amazing people. Like, with almost nothing, but the most, like, joyful hearts ever. Like, the kids smiling, they're so happy to just hold your hand, you know. It's really an amazing experience. So if you want to do something different this Christmas,
But you know, you speak about how it's just in a renovation, it's something so small, but to someone else it is everything. Of course it will. It only took me an hour and 20 minutes to bring up Oprah this morning, but one of the things Oprah noted a few weeks ago while she was in the country, she was retelling a story of how she first fell in love with South Africa, and even leading up to her building a school here. She said it was the year 2000, and she was doing renovations at one of her homes, and she wasn't able to stay there. And so she thought, well, while they finish up renovations, let me go somewhere, and wherever I go, I want to be able to give back. Because one of her earliest memories that she remembers as a child is when her family was struggling financially, and her mother told her, well, this year we will not be having Christmas. And for her, what stuck out to her as a young child was, I won't have a story when I go back to school. And you think about how you go back to school and it's like, what did you get? What did you do? You know, where did you go for the holidays? And for her, it was the fact that she was not going to have a story when she went back to school. And it was the work of this these volunteers who got together, and they collected toys, and these three nuns came up to her house, Oprah's house. And
it sounds like a joke. Three nuns walk up to her house,
yeah. Right. But it was these three nuns who knocked on the door and they said, look, we're doing all of these deliveries, and here you go. How many kids do you have in the house? We were asking Oprah's mother, and they gave Oprah a doll. And for her, it was the selfless act of someone giving back that stuck to her for years on end. And that is why, for the first time ever, as an adult, when she was going through home renovations, she thought she wants to be that nun to another young child. Mm. And that's why she chose to come to South Africa. And the first year she came, she just gave away tons and tons of toys. And lots of people, I remember the backlash now, people saying, well, that's not sustainable and that doesn't make sense. And her response was, it is not sustainable financially, but the memory will sustain. Mm. And that speaks to what you've been doing over the past couple of weeks, Nathan. It might not mean a lot. It might not be something that you're able to upkeep a house for years on end, but the memory of being selfless will sustain, and that will matter to someone. Mm. That's why I think it's sweet.
Yeah. No, it is. Anyway. It makes a difference. Sure.
That's just a lot. I had to get off my chest.
I feel like I'm on Oprah.
Right.
Sure.
Anyway, it is the Christmas spirit. It's the Christmas cheer. And before we get into some of the big news stories and videos of 2018, just continuing a bit of the conversation that we were having. In the first hour, Leanne, you were talking about your sleep apnea and the process of going to, is it called a sleep clinic?
Mm.
Okay. And the doctor you're dealing with is called a what?
Well, the doctor that runs this one happens to be a pulmonologist.
And they mine palm oil.
Yes. From your lungs.
Is there an app for sleep apnea? Because that'd be really funny. Just apnea with a double P.
Yeah, that would be good.
Download that. Wakes you up when your throat closes.
Oh, no.
Don't, trust me, your body wakes you up when your throat closes.
Oh, right.
It's horrible.
So then what's the problem?
The problem is every 5 seconds you wake up.
Oh, okay.
But quite honestly, over the past couple of days, how much do you sleep before you awaken?
No, see, as I fall asleep, my throat closes.
Have you tried breathing through your nose?
You block off the back of your throat with your tongue and still try and breathe through your nose. You can't.
Have you ever tried using a clothes peg to clothes peg your tongue to your bottom teeth?
I've thought of similar things.
What did you think of?
Well, I wear a plate at night so that I don't grind my teeth. And that actually...
Is that not what's falling down your throat every time you fall asleep?
No. Okay. That gives my teeth like a bit more height, so it opens my mouth more. So I've often thought of putting in things to stop my mouth from closing completely. Because if you keep the front bits open, the throat will stay open.
So the problem is you shut your mouth when you sleep. Is that the problem?
No. I'm going to have to show you a picture.
Just show me with your mouth. I can see you.
I can't. No, my mouth's closed normally.
Oh, see.
It's what happens way back.
Oh,
and you couldn't sleep with like a...
You guys.
I'm the same with mental illness. I just don't understand it. So I keep asking stupid questions.
Well, if you're trying to get informed, I don't think it counts as a stupid question. But you know, like you can't sleep with like an ice cream stick or... No, you'd swallow that, right?
Yeah, it's not. I don't think anyone should sleep with an ice cream stick in their mouth.
Dr. C and Dr. Nathan are just trying to help out here.
We're just trying to think of alternative solutions, homeopathic solutions.
So here's a picture for you.
Oh, wow. She's pulled up a graph.
And you can see.
That's not you. That's a cartoon.
Oh,
yeah,
my
so what's
God.
Happening? So the blue is air. Going
yes,
blue
there,
and
then and
the mouth.
This is the tongue closing up against the back of the throat.
Oh, okay.
So it's not even the tip of your tongue; it's like right.
Yeah,
back.
It's where your tongue originates.
That is deep throat.
Yes, it's very.
That happens in
very. That's where it happens. Right
so,
there.
Mr. Schmangles on Telegram says, "I went to a sleep clinic. I found out that I wake up over 850 times per night."
Woo! I promise you,
I don't think
right
he even
there.
Tries to go to sleep.
Well, you know what? It actually becomes petrifying to fall asleep because you wake up gasping.
And even if you sleep
on your
side.
And your heart's racing. Yes, even on my side. I did that all night last night.
Is that your remedy?
Okay, wait. One more remedy.
Yes.
You know those massage tables with a little hole cut out for your face?
Yes.
Surely if you slept like that, the tongue would be forward and not back, so it wouldn't. I mean, I know you couldn't do your beach pose that you sleep in.
No, really, I'm not trying to go with any
maybe.
Idea, but that is good. That sounds good.
You know, it doesn't seem comfortable, and I'm certainly going to have some strange marks on my face every morning.
I find it exceptionally comfortable when some beautiful woman is rubbing my body with oil and my head is in a hole.
Well, unfortunately, that's not going to be happening with me. I'm going to be all alone with 5 cats drooling into a bucket.
Are your cats going with for the sleep experiment?
No.
Oh, this is at home.
Freaking Nathan was a great idea, actually. Mrs. Schmangles.
You're exhausting.
Right. <Sorry. laughs> Mrs. Schmangles continues on to say, waking up over 850 times per night is just fucked up. He says, that's why I'm so bloody tired in the morning. And on top of it all, the sleep doctor tells me I probably died about 10 times during that night.
It doesn't surprise me. It's really, it feels like you're going to die or that you have died.
He says, I wasn't breathing for a long time between snoring and trying to stay alive. So what the motherfucking fuck, he says, I'm directly quoting.
Yeah, no, it's not for
what
you.
What the motherfucking fuck is that? You're Mr. Schmangles.
But I hope, Mr. Schmangles, that you got a machine, a CPAP machine. That's a mask that you put over your face, which is what I'm going to have. I mean, like I said, my romantic life is completely over as of now with this. But it's a machine that forces air one way. The air actually keeps that flap open.
waking up over 850 times in one
night.
See,
it's literally like that. This is me falling asleep. I like close my eyes. That feeling when you're just drifting off, which is so fantastic. Mm-hmm. Throat closes.
Okay. Oh. What a scary sound.
And you wake up and you're like, oh, my heart. Okay, fine. And you, as you're drifting off, it's horrible.
Yeah.
So it's every few seconds.
Is that not just the same as like breathing in? It's just a little bit harder.
Well, you wake.
Can't you do that in your sleep? Just go.
No, you can't do that in your sleep.
You can't get accustomed to that.
I don't know. I figure if you can do it 850 times in one night, you might get used to it.
Oh,
I'm so tired.
Is this a new development for you?
No, it's been happening gradually over years. And
so you've been tired.
Like people have said, you know, Leanne, your snoring is just unbearable. And I haven't heard it. But now I actually wake up and hear myself snoring.
Oh, well.
Oh, I say this really not to be condescending or whatever, but I feel so bad for you.
Thank you.
I really
I'm
do.
Glad someone does.
I thought you were going to be like, I feel so blessed this Christmas.
But no.
I'm so grateful for the things I have and you don't.
I'm grateful to be able to sleep. Sleep is one of my favorite pastimes.
It is, yeah.
Give me as 3 minutes and I will sleep anywhere. I don't even need like a bed. I'll sleep on this exact chair.
On
a
staircase, yeah.
Yes. I love being, I will sleep in the middle of a hurricane. I love being able to wake up from one of those long stretches of sleep and you wake up so tired you need to sleep some more.
Yeah, when you've actually overslept and you still want to sleep more.
Well, you wouldn't know, but
no,
it's really
look,
nice sleep.
I do have good nights, you know. I mean, it's not always on.
So what do you do on those nights?
Sleep the hell out of my night and have very good dreams.
Whoa. So.
Well, such a scary thing.
Very interestingly, if we're talking about sleep and nightmares, though, do you know that nightmares can tell us a lot about our health and what we're going through? So if you think about, do any of you have recurring nightmares?
Yeah, I can make movies out of my dreams, trust me.
What are some of yours?
Oh, no, they're just Hollywood-style epic productions. So nothing ever...
So like Aquaman...
Yeah,
so you just dream about Jason Momoa.
No, it's always sort of murder and blood and kidnapping and all of that.
So what does that tell you, Sia?
So according to a new study that has been done, and understandably, you don't have to be a rocket scientist to understand this, one of the root things that causes nightmare is fear. That's the driving emotion we experience while we are having a nightmare. But then according to that as well, the likes of being sad or being angry, being confused, feeling disgust or frustration or guilt were also very common. So this study published in the journal Sleep looked at 351 adults and the nightmares that they experienced and found that the most frequently reported theme was physical aggression. So if you are feeling some sort of physical aggression in your life, that could infiltrate and be a reason as to why you are having so many bad dreams. So if you are having bad dreams, that could also, more than that, be a sign of health problems. So an estimated 2% to 8% of adults can't get rest because of terrifying dreams that are just wreaking havoc on their sleeping patterns. So in particular, nightmares can also be an indicator of mental health problems, such as anxiety, post-traumatic stress disorder, and depression. Something to take note of.
But you know, have you ever heard about people taking over their dreams?
Yeah, well, you can kind of decide on
liminal dreaming, something like that.
Yeah,
and what you do is, yeah, you do a bunch of techniques when you're awake that you then apply. You can apply in your dream, and it lets you know that you're dreaming, and then it gives you control over the situation, which is quite cool.
Yeah, I often have a dream, and then. I dream that I'm telling someone about the dream I just had.
Oh, wow.
So you have like two dreams in one stretch.
Meta dreaming.
Yeah.
That's like cool. Inception.
Yeah.
Like a dream inside a dream. That's quite a lot. Yeah. So also in part of this is doctors and going more into the study saying that some theories actually say that nightmares are our brains trying to deal with some of the negative emotions that we're experiencing. So it's the brain trying to cope with this and process some unpleasant memories.
That's like your psychological immune system. That's pretty cool.
You are a bit on a doctor's note this morning.
Yes, I'm very wise. I went to nothing for 7 years.
So yeah, okay. So as long as you aren't having nightmares.
Every night. It's horrible. Don't even ask.
I used to have this reoccurring nightmare where I was on the beach and I'd go into the sea. And while I was in the sea, the waves would wash the sand away. And it would become this massive sand cliff that you couldn't get out of, because if you grab onto it, obviously
and you were
sand.
Still in water.
I was in the water, so I was just trapped there.
Oh my word.
And it went on for years, and then eventually one day there was a bottle of gummy berry juice floating in the sea. Drank it, bounced up the cliff, never had the dream again.
That's amazing.
Yeah.
Now I often dream I'm on the beach, I'm facing the sea, looking at the waves, and then I see a tsunami proportion wave on its way. Sure. I turn around to run, and I'm facing a stone wall that goes up to heaven.
Ooh.
That I can't, sure. And I just wait to be crushed against
Got
the stone.
Some religious imagery there. That's, this takes it into a whole new ball game.
Yeah.
It could be a sign from the man upstairs, and I don't mean the man standing on the roof, Leanne.
Look, when you're an agnostic atheist, it's very difficult to believe that.
I believe I have a word for you, sister.
Yeah. Hallelujah. Well, I have mentioned this before on the show, and everyone thinks I'm just bonkers for this, but it speaks to the power of, I guess, nightmares. I had a nightmare when I was probably 12 years old of Bob Marley, and still to this day...
Because he didn't wash his hair.
He rubbed his dreads in your moisturized face.
Sure.
Close enough. In my dream, somehow it made sense that should Bob Marley touch you, you would go mentally insane. And so there was just this thing of like everyone trying to run away from Bob Marley whenever he just appeared.
Early and weed warnings.
Like, I don't know what this was. And in my dream, I was at home and my mother asked me to go and fetch her handbag that was across the street. I don't know why it was across the street, but I walked across and I was trying to lift the handbag up and was stuck to the ground. And I was trying to like... struggled
the chewing
to lift
gum had
up.
Melted.
And while I was trying to do that, all of a sudden, out of the corner of my eye, and I'll never forget this, in a powder blue Adidas tracksuit.
There he stood.
Bob Marley. It sounds so stupid to verbalize, but it really made an impact on me. He came like running up to me, and I was like, oh my gosh, do I want to betray my mother by like leaving this bag on the floor for my own sanity? But I'm like, I love my mother so much, I'm going to try to get the bag up. And Bob Marley came and he touched me. Then I lost my shit. I was bonkers. I woke up crying, and still to this day, don't like his music.
You're still bonkers to this day.
You know, it was kind of scary the way he told that story, except for the fact that he was wearing a powder blue tracksuit.
Adidas tracksuit.
I hate Adidas.
And you know, he's the most peaceful fella in the world, really. And I've never seen him run.
Yeah, especially when he's dressed up like the sky.
Yeah.
Don't do that. I don't care. I don't want to know. Don't like his music. I will flip a channel just
maybe that was your mind saying, don't worry about a thing, you know, because everything's gonna be all right.
Bye, y'all. Whatever. Let's talk about some of the biggest things this year. If we talk about like great memories that stand out for you just on a personal level, what are those? 2018?
Remember when Poloni tried to kill us? That was near the beginning of the year. Yeah.
Yeah, not a great memory.
He's making a listeriosis.
Oh, okay.
He's checking it twice.
You don't like that. Yeah. We survived listeriosis, Leanne. What do you look back on in 2018?
You'll have to get back to me on something positive.
Oh wow, that cuck of a year.
Yeah, it wasn't a good year.
So is the most positive thing is that it's ending now.
Yes, actually. To be very honest, it was a terrible year and the year before.
I have a positive for you, Leanne.
Yes.
Guess what opens today?
What?
Aquaman the movie. So I may have mentioned that I'm a big fan of Aquaman.
So you're going to the cinema?
I've been waiting since the 80s for this. So yeah.
And finally.
I'm going to the cinema 3 times today.
You're going to watch it 3 times in a row?
Yep.
Why 3 and not 2 or 4?
Well, 3 because IMAX is expensive, yo. And you got to see it on IMAX. I don't think you can watch it on just a regular screen, like a flat screen. Okay.
You are going to watch the same movie?
Yes.
3 times?
Yes.
In one day?
Yes. I have good reasons. It's because I like to watch movies by myself, but because all my friends know I'm a big fan, they all want to watch it with me. So I have to go with different groups of friends as the day progresses.
So you're never going to be alone in this?
No, I will. This morning I'm going and I'm not telling them. Good thing I'm not on radio.
Yeah, thank goodness they can't hear
announcing
you.
Announcing it, yeah. But
isn't it going to be boring after like just the second time?
No, Sia, it's not. It's like a really good book. You know that you read.
What if you watch it and it's just a shit movie?
Oh, well then, you know, I've lost some money. But I don't think it'll be shit. Have you seen the trailers? It's epic.
Well, then it's Jason Momoa.
It's Jason Momoa. I mean, you can't go wrong with that. Okay, well, you can. But let's not get into that right now.
Oh.
Let's, yeah.
You clearly don't have something
as an
to
Aquaman
get
fan, there. You know, you have certain issues.
So I'm very sorry, but I need to ask, what is Aquaman and is it a superhero?
It is a superhero.
Right.
It's a DC superhero. So I don't know if you follow anything superhero related, but they've had some bad movies.
DC and Marvel are different, right?
Yes.
Okay.
DC, who you're dealing with here.
Okay, so the Marvel Universe, Spider-Man, the Avengers, all those guys, the X-Men, that's Marvel. DC, Superman, Batman, Aquaman, The Flash, right? Okay. So there's different heroes in different worlds.
Okay.
Now, DC has been making movies, and they haven't been very well received because they're kind of made for a more adult audience. They're dark and gritty, and it's like all about, they talk a lot about their feelings and stuff.
Mm.
Whereas the Marvel guys have done really well because it's about punching and bright colors and humor. And so Aquaman is, well, Wonder Woman was the first good DC movie that they brought out. And now Aquaman is following on the tails of Wonder Woman, and it stands to be the best one so far because of the world that it takes place in. It takes place underwater, in Atlantis. Going to be exciting.
Does sound very cool.
Do you know how long the movie is?
It's about 2.5 hours.
Oh, bye.
Can you not do a movie for 2.5 hours?
No.
You've never seen Lord of the Rings?
Absolutely not.
Not even one of them?
Mm-mm. I mentioned Inception a little earlier.
Do you read?
I found it quite, yes.
So you can read a book for like a week, but you can't watch a two-hour movie?
The difference is I can read for 20 minutes, 25 minutes, half an hour, per sitting, and I'm done, and I'll continue on tomorrow. For me, it's about the stretch of time in one sitting.
I mean, it takes
like
me
like a smoker.
Yeah, well,
too long.
It takes me 2 hours to watch like one Bachelor series because I'm pausing to do other stuff.
Yes.
Oh, I thought you meant the whole series. I was you're watching it faster than the episodes actually play it.
No, one episode.
You must love The Bachelor. No. I'm watching it fast forward.
I was saying it's ironic that with the movie Inception, I found Inception too long. I ended up having a dream while watching Inception because I fell asleep. And that is why with Bohemian Rhapsody, I think it's too long. I've been told it's an amazing, amazing movie, but it's 2 hours long. Can't do that. I can't even watch a full...
But you could watch it at home and pause and do other stuff and come back to it, right?
Which is interesting. That's what I was going to say next. I can't even watch a full Netflix episode of something if it's an hour. Because if you watch something on television, even if you're watching on like DSTV catch-up, they say it's an hour's show, but without any ads, it's like 42 minutes.
Mm.
So that's fine. And with the comforts of home, you can still pause and you'll get back to it later. 58 minutes on a TV show. I mean, oh.
But that's because you young millennials are the Twitter generation and you need only 140 characters to get the message. And so there's more than 140 characters in a film.
So you are doing 2.5 hours three times. That's 7.5 hours of your day.
Yeah.
Today.
Hey, man, this is my first day of holiday. If I'm going to do anything, it's going to be watching a screen. I could go home and probably play Xbox.
For 7.5 hours.
Yeah.
Okay.
These are the big, you know, privileged decisions I need to make this Christmas.
At least are you going to... Does IMAX allow booze yet? What's that fine dining theater experience? Yes.
I think it's Privé.
Yeah, I'd have to do it in there. I wouldn't be able to. Yeah.
Have you ever had a slush puppy with a shot of rum in it? So delicious.
That sounds fantastic.
That sounds like something I should be doing.
You know,
that,
morning,
you basically
guys.
Make that in your blender, but except with vodka.
It? Yeah, I think I should.
You make raspberry slush vodka, really, basically.
Yeah. Sure, that's nice.
Right? Sure. Some ice, some three different vodkas, some
frozen berries. I don't know why he has to mix three different vodkas, but he does.
That's just more fun.
That's over the top.
It's more fun that way.
It's Skotani.
Smongile, let's ask Smongile, actually. Smongile, what are some of the memories that stand out for you in 2018? Good or bad? What are your highlights of the year?
Oh, my God. I have so many bad ones that really, to be honest, like 2018 was a bit fucked up.
2018?
Yeah. But the good ones, I had a bit of traveling this year, so that was interesting. Mm-hmm. We had, you know, and work. It was nice.
And you saw us every day. That's always a plus.
Yeah, you were.
Why are you holding that gun
to
your head?
Quite interesting.
No, she had the choice to agree or
to disagree. Oh, to do what? Yeah, what choice did I have?
To agree or disagree, but you did agree, so it's been delightful. No.
No, it's been amazing. The team is amazing.
Yeah.
See, so that's always interesting.
You've had Oprah this year.
Oh.
You had Oprah this year? I didn't even know you swung that way.
I didn't know anyone did.
Yeah.
I have to say, as I was asking you guys that question, I was sifting through some of the big things that have happened for me this year. And really, this year's been big and great in terms of traveling. I've done a lot of traveling, which I'm grateful for. And I also got to meet a lot of amazing, amazing people. Mm. And I'll rattle off a list and just roll your eyes over the next 15
seconds.
You're
going to Alan Ford this right now. Yeah.
Just
drop.
Pick up the names I'm about to drop. But yeah, the year started off with our interview with David Beckham. Then I got to meet...
That was great.
Yeah, he was cute. And
yeah.
I got to cozy up close to him for that photo.
You sure did, mate.
I got to meet and interview Lupita Nyong'o, Danai Gurira, Dr. John Gani, Connie Chweme, all of the cast of Black Panther. Then got to meet President Obama while he was in the country. Then Oprah Winfrey while she was in the country. Then Grazia Michelle. Should I carry on?
Yeah.
Because I can carry
on. Very impressive.
Raven Simone, Taraji P. Henson.
That's so Raven.
Right?
Sure.
So cool. So yeah, that was a good year for me.
Jeez, that's brilliant.
Sure. Yeah, that's why I think 2018 was a good year. Can't really complain that much.
I think we actually have to find the good. Because, you know, often when bad things happen, you just focus on that. And there were great things that happened this year.
Yes.
I mean,
yes.
Was it this year we got rid of Zuma?
Yes, Valentine's Day.
That was quite a good day, I think, for the country.
Zuma was out on Valentine's Day. Ramaphosa came in. We had the whole...
Guptas were bust.
Gigaba as well. Yeah. We had the likes of the VBS scandal, but also on the other side of the...
You're going negative again. Come, positive.
On the other side of the coin, we had the state capture inquiry. Pardon, Swangile?
No, I was saying you forgot that we had a private meet with Beyonce Daddy.
Matthew Knowles, yes.
It was just us and Beyonce Daddy.
And he name drops like a... If you think I name drop, he name drops on a whole other level.
Yep.
I'm sure.
We were speaking to him in the context of him being an entrepreneur, and he's in South Africa on a philanthropic trip, and every couple of seconds he would go, yeah, because you know that's what I taught Beyonce, and, you know, just raising Beyonce,
you know,
and, you
Solange
know,
was
but he only has to drop one name
of it's over and over and over again. So okay, we've had a good year though.
I always wanted to ask Matthew Knowles, mm-hmm, if Beyonce called their group Destiny's Children, if the other two would have been as big.
There's that.
Yeah.
Thanks for that, Leo.
Because I felt like they chose a favorite.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You see, that's how the world works.
Can I remind you as well, as you're talking about some of the biggest things of this year, some of the major things that trended on YouTube. Remember that we actually nearly had World War III because of this?
Do you hear Yanny?
Laurel. Laurel.
Or Laurel.
Laurel.
Laurel all the time. Laurel.
We still don't know. Is it Yanny or Laurel? That was almost World War III.
I heard a slowed down or fixed up version where it almost came out as Yanny in my ears, but it was also always Laurel. Laurel.
Did you know that it's actually both laid over each other and panned to different frequencies so that you can... so people with a specific spectrum of hearing, mm-hmm, can hear both. But people with a different spectrum obviously can only hear one or the other.
Hmm.
So you know a bit about this then. Do you know who created this? Because that's one of the things I wondered. I was like, where does this even come from? From a speech?
I think it's used by audiologists to test the spectrum of your hearing.
Oh.
Yeah, that's what I would guess. There's also one called Green Needle. If you YouTube, it's Green Needle or what's the other thing they say? I can't even remember. Green needle hearing test or something. Put that in. That's put it in. Put it into the old machine. Put a nickel in.
Well, that's odd, but really, okay, so here we go. Let's see if this is the right clip.
What is it? Green needle or?
Or brainstorm.
Brainstorm, yeah.
I hope this is the right one. Okay, so you're saying what are we looking out for? We're looking
out. So you either hear green needle or you hear brainstorm.
Okay, let's listen. Okay.
What did you hear?
What did you hear?
I'm hearing green needle.
Yeah.
Every time.
Yes.
See, I heard brainstorm, brainstorm, green needle.
Oh, I heard green needle, brainstorm, brainstorm.
Ah. We're all so different. It's like we're different people.
Wait, don't make me sound crazy. I did not hear brainstorm.
I heard green needle the entire time.
The entire time.
You know, you millennials can only hear green needle all about the weed. Always.
Okay, one more time. Maybe we might be going crazy.
Still green needle.
How are you hearing
okay,
brainstorm?
Okay, this time I heard green needle, brainstorm, green needle.
What?
But
you know what you must do? Picture the word in your mind while you're listening to it. And then that's when you can hear both. But although the Laurel and Yanni one, I can never hear Yanni.
The way it sounds to me is a brown, bum, bum, bum. So that three-syllable point, that's green needle. There's no three syllables in brainstorm.
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 Yeah.
Is that how brainstorm sounds to you?
Brain and green are the same. Green needle, brainstorm.
Brains. Oh, guys, I feel like I'm sounding crazy. Okay, just one more time, then we'll be over this. Okay, wait.
Green needle. Brainstorm. Huh? Nothing.
Green needle.
You people with your limited spectrums.
Well, I do not understand it at all, but yeah, I'm hearing green needle all the way through. But that is actually, if we go back to Yanni and Laurel, YouTube just released their list of top 5 most viewed videos of 2018. And Yanni / Laurel was number 5. Number 4 is actually very interesting. Do you remember the Walmart yodeling kid?
No.
Damn it, Charlotte, shut up! We're in Walmart! People trying to buy cheap shit!
This is literally the entire video. I think this kid went so viral in 2018 that he was called to perform at Coachella with a massive musical artist.
Oh, I saw him on Ellen, I remember now.
Yes, even went on to Ellen. So
he's very good.
4th most watched video on YouTube this year. His name is Mason Ramsey, and it's a kid yodeling in Walmart. That's literally all it is. It raked up nearly 60 million views.
Jeepers.
Most viewed video. Well, 4th most video.
4th most video viewed.
So these aren't porn. 60 million is like
YouTube,
a standard porn viewership.
Number 3, and I find all of these so telling of either the culture we live in now or just the amount of people who have free time to do these things. Number 3 most viewed video of 2018 is a video by YouTubers Liza Koshy and David Dobrik announcing and discussing their breakup. It's 6
plus minutes. I don't even know who those are.
Yeah, they're nobodies. They're celebrities.
They're YouTubers, and they just, after this video, they said they'll be committed to being friends. I don't know who they are, but I guess
until one starts seeing another person, then it's over.
Well, Nathan, do you have anything else to say on this matter? I feel like there's a lot going on for you. It's been viewed more than 47 million times. 2.3 million people have liked it, and 120,000 people dislike it.
Wait, so what number is this in the list?
3.
This is number 3.
But how come
list?
Number 4 got 60 million and this got 43 million? So is it the
maybe
least
you
amount
on
of views?
A different version.
Yeah, Good point. I don't know.
Sorry.
I'm just reading the list.
My maths is working this morning for some reason. Never usually does.
Sure. That's very sharp.
Number two most viewed video of 2018 is a video called Real Life Trick Shots 2. This is made by a YouTube channel called Dude Perfect, and it's just a compilation video of people making difficult shots. It's like just people...
What, with balls?
Yeah, just people aiming...
Doing difficult things with their balls.
No, people just like throwing pieces of paper into the rubbish bin or whatever.
Okay.
This is something that got tons of views.
Dude Perfect actually has some amazing videos. So I don't know if you've ever done bottle flipping. So if you take a plastic water bottle with a little bit of like a third of liquid in it, and you flip the bottle so it does a little somersault, and you have to land it on the bottom.
Yeah.
So now Dude Perfect put up a video of that. It is the most mind-blowing video I've ever watched.
And you could watch this for like...
Not 2.5 hours, no. Okay. But I could definitely put in a good sear 30 minutes.
Yeah, just commit to that. That's more than enough. And then the number one most viewed video on YouTube this year, it was trending everywhere for 2018. Any guesses?
No.
Any guesses?
I want to go with Childish Gambino, This Is America.
Ooh, good guess. Smongile, any guesses? Most viewed video for
2018? Probably is that one as well. The same.
So it's not a music video.
Okay. Maybe you should have opened with that.
Yeah, I'm grateful for my guess. It is actually Kylie Jenner's video. Kylie Jenner.
She the one that became a woman?
No. She's the model, right?
No. Kylie Jenner's part of the Kardashian Jenner clan. She's the youngest.
She's
the one who had the child.
Oh, she's the one that they were raising money to help become a trillionaire.
Yes. A billionaire, rather. And she's the one with a secret, who had a secret pregnancy. She didn't announce it anywhere. She didn't post any pictures of her pregnancy. And only after the fact, when she even gave birth to her daughter, she released a YouTube video with now 75 million views plus. The video is titled To Our Daughter, and it's like a whole montage of her whole entire pregnancy process. So, what's your take on that?
Oh my gosh, it just shows you what society's like right now.
Isn't she 12?
She's 21, if I'm not mistaken.
Oh, she's the one who's had like the most plastic surgery changes to her face. She looks completely different to what she did. That's besides the one who became a man.
Caitlyn
Jenner.
I'm trying to care so much, but it's a Kardashian related really story, and I don't follow American football or like live sex tapes, so I'm not like a big fan of the family.
That's why I was asking, what do you think this says about our culture or society? Or do we even take this quite seriously? This is probably the same person who watches it on their phone and goes and watches it on their laptop and then watches it at school as well, and that's how you rake up all of these views.
I think because they got rich for nothing, basically. I think a lot of people are in that mindset of like, I want to be rich for nothing. I just want to be like, I don't have any talent. I don't have anything to offer the world, but I want to get paid for that.
One of those.
You know, and I think that's why they're as popular as they are, is because it's basically money for nothing.
Mm. Yeah.
But Kardashians aside, we don't want to end on that note.
No.
Looking on to 2019, are we that? Are you one of those New Year's resolutions people? Do you want to cross fingers and write things down and hope for the best for the new year?
Yeah, as cliche as it sounds, it really is a great time to kind of rethink your year and where you want to go. Because you have that little gap, that little breather after Christmas, you can look at your upcoming year and be like, what do I want to do? What do I want to achieve? You know? So I think it's cool. Yeah, I don't set New Year's resolutions because... it's a lot of pressure. You know, I start things on a Tuesday just to, you know, like some people start on a Monday and then they make it to Tuesday. But if you start on a Tuesday, you've already kind of failed. So there's less pressure.
I never thought of it that way. But if it makes you feel better, the 1st of Jan, next year falls on a Tuesday.
Yes.
Okay. Oh, there we go.
It's going to be a great
2019.
I'm trying to think of a positive word we can slip in there.
Oh, 20.
All I heard was 2019.
Well, Leanne would enjoy. Yeah, enjoy. Oh, that. No, I thought of Weinstein.
No, not 20
Weinstein. Sure, no, that was last year.
Sent a little shiver down my spine. Yeah. Leanne, what are you looking forward to most next year?
I think it's definitely going to be it can't get worse than it's been.
She just wants to sleep.
It can't get
the night.
Worse than it's been. I think it's going to be a year focusing on health and, like a job renewal and good things, yeah. It's been, I've had to have my focus on other things other than myself for the past 2 years. So I think it's time.
I don't want to tempt fate as well, so I don't know. I don't want to say, well, can it get any worse? Nuh-uh, we don't want that at all. Smongile, what are you looking forward to next year?
I think I feel the same way as Leanne. Like, I just, can it be better than 2018? Can, if things could get better than that, I'm good. You know, in every facet, like in every department, just good things.
Yeah.
If Poloni can just go back to being Poloni.
What is really most important?
Yeah.
Well, I'm just looking forward to another great year. It was an amazing, amazing year. A lot of great memories. We had bad spots, but the bad don't outweigh the good. So that's it. To another incredible year in 2019. And that's it, folks.
What's a good year? Sure. Was, just like that, it's over.
It was hearty and amazing. Now, I really do think it's been amazing, and the work that we've been able to do here at cliffcentral.com, and more importantly, the fact that you've listened continuously the entire year really, really means a lot. And so for the last time, the Gareth Cliff Show this year, we're going to go on a 2-week break, and we'll be back on the 7th of Jan. Leanne, have fun.
Thank you. I'll be back with my sleep test stories.
Yes, and how that went for you.
Oh, and we just watched that video of the Russian sleep experiment.
Only after I've been.
Okay. I thought you meant after the show.
No, I think after I've been. Otherwise, I won't sleep and then there will be no test.
Nathan, have an amazing Christmas.
Thank you.
And an awesome festive season with some downtime.
I hope it's the widest one you've had yet.
Girl. Girl. We're going to move past that very swiftly. Smongile, have an amazing Christmas.
Thank you.
What are you going to be up to this season?
I mean, you know my problems. I'm still trying to figure my life out. So,
aren't we all? Aren't we all?
She's 20, we're 18.
It's been too long, that's it. And just another reminder, I don't know about you, but for the past couple of weeks, we've been chatting to Proudly South African with these conversations from entrepreneurs who've been coming to the studio and really just telling their own entrepreneurial stories and sharing some of the lessons from their journey, and more importantly, chatting around being paired up and partnering with Proudly South African with their festive season campaign. It's all about the message of buying local, and I just want to reiterate for one more time that if you want any more information on that, visit the Proudly South African website, www.proudlysa.co.za, or visit their new online store for only locally made products on www.rsamade.co.za. In the spirit of Christmas, if you're still doing some last minute shopping, you definitely want to visit that. And to catch up on any more of the conversations that we've had with some of the entrepreneurs, just visit cliffcentral.com and you can catch up on podcasts there. Folks, should we end off with a Christmas carol?
Oh, please. Do you know what the most controversial Christmas carol was this year?
Oh, Baby It's Cold Outside?
Yeah.
Kind of ruined it for me now.
It ruined it for you. Have you heard the PC version?
No.
Yeah, so find the PC version of Baby It's Cold. It's so fantastic.
Oh, no.
And that way none of your listeners will be offended.
I wasn't offended at all by the original.
I was horribly offended by it.
Were you?
Yeah.
What was it that got you?
What, the offense? Kind of,
yes.
It was meant to be creepy. Well, yeah. I mean,
it is a little, well, it's not creepy, but you know when you see those guys on the side of the road, like, holding a woman that's trying to get away?
Mm-hmm.
And you never know if they're like playing or if he's trying to throw in a panel van, you know. So the song is a little bit like that.
Okay.
Well, I mean, I think it's ridiculous that it was banned in America.
Yeah, I don't think it's ban worthy. But okay, let's see a bit of it here. Is this it? Okay. The new politically correct version.
I really can't stay.
Baby, it's cold outside.
I gotta go away.
I'll just call you a cab.
I was hoping you'd be.
You can wait out by the curb.
Maybe I'll stay.
You already said no, I've called that cab.
My mother won't need to worry.
Here is your coat and gloves.
My father is out of town.
Let's just listen for the horn.
There is no need for me to scurry.
I really wish that cab would hurry.
Well, maybe just a half a drink more.
You can take it to go.
I really don't
mind. It's not really that bad out there.
See, so the alternative is trying to kick a woman out into the cold.
Yes.
So I'm offended by this as well, actually. Oh, I'm so offended.
There's a lot that's really offending you. Let's end off on a more classic note. How about this? Gwen Stefani with Blake Shelton. You make it feel like Christmas.
See, I'll let them sing it.
All right, okay. Never mind. Bye, folks. Have an amazing Christmas break. And we'll see you on the 7th of Jan. This is the Gareth Cliff Show.
This is CliffCentral.com.